Blog Talk Radio.
Poindexter and Miss Destiny Love. Before we get started, as usual, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in and thank everybody for being a part of the show. And to remind everyone to make sure you share the show with a friend. Let them know to always tune in on Tuesdays and Thursday nights at 7 p.m. where we showcase and introduce our new African-American authors. Sometimes we do have repeat guests when they have something new coming out. And just another quick reminder that we will be starting a panel discussion once a month. We didn't manage to get one in for the month of April, but we'll pick back up on May 4th, I believe, and we'll be joined by myself, Ms. Tamika Newhouse, and a couple other author friends to discuss a topic called Are You a Facebook Author? So make sure you guys mark your calendar for that, and if you want to call in on May 4th at 7 p.m. The show will run for 2 hours, I believe, that night, 7 p.m. Central. And you can call and give us your comments, or if you want to have some input on that topic, make sure to mark your calendars. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to go ahead and introduce our first author, Ms. Valencia Poindexter. Valencia, if you can hear me, say hello and welcome on to the show.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
That's great. I'm going to go ahead and introduce really quick Ms. Destiny Love. Destiny, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Anna. Thank you for having me.
All right, and I just want to welcome you on to the show also. I know this is you guys' first time. The show runs for about an hour, so we'll take about 25 minutes with both you guys and discuss your works and what you have coming up. But we're going to go ahead and start the hour off with Ms. Valencia. Valencia, really quick, why don't you give us some insight on who you are, not the author Valencia. We'll get into that in a moment, but the Valencia before the author. Like, where are you from? Give us a little background. You're married, have children. Give us a little insight on who Valencia is as the person.
Valencia as a person is complicated. But I'm 27, originally from Hopkinsville, Kentucky, and I'm not married. I am currently single with two kids. And they are 7 and 3. Well, excuse me, she just turned 8 yesterday. And I have a 3-year-old, both of them girls. And like I said, they are my world. That's who I live for. And I have two sisters, an older sister, a younger sister. And I have a sister and a brother also in Atlanta. It's always just been me, my sisters, and my mom, who recently passed in January. And that's pretty much me in a nutshell, other than, like I said, I'm a complicated person, but that's me in a nutshell, just a mother. A student. I have a passion for psychology, and I'm currently working on my bachelor's in that.
Wow, that's cool. Well, tell your daughter, happy belated birthday. My daughter just had her 14th birthday last week on April 11th, so April is a hot month for me. You know, there's a lot. When you have children, when it's around their birthday time, they think that it's like, I guess, like time for them to make it rain, I guess, so to speak, because my daughter,
yes,
like, want everything under the sun because she, you know, we do birthdays really big, you know, so tell your daughter a happy belated birthday, and it is a blessing to have her here for 8 years, you know.
Yes,
so congratulations on that. So,
thank you so much.
Now, what led you on this writer's journey? Tell us a little bit first, because I don't have all of my notes in front of me, and I've been looking through my email because it was so a while ago when Tiffany actually set you guys up. So I'm sorry, I do apologize. I don't have your book titles in front of me. So give us your title of your book first, and then we're going to get into what inspired that. When did you start writing? So what's the title of your book?
The title of my book is called Timeless Plot. And it's a
Timeless Plot?
Timeless Clock.
Timeless Clock,
like the,
okay.
And I started writing 12, almost 13 years ago.
So what inspired this novel? Like when you decided to write, because I hear I have people on the show that say, oh, I've been writing since I was two, which I'd be like, okay, did you even know how to form a sentence at two? You know, so some people come on, really, I do. That's my thoughts. I was like, okay, so some people come on, they've been writing all their life, so you started around about 13 years ago, maybe so more so in your teens. So what inspired you to actually sit down to say, okay, I want to write this novel, and I want to write this novel and call it Time is Clock? Did the title come first, or did the story come first?
The book came first, and it's a book of poetry that I can't sit there and say that I've been writing poetry since, you know, the first time 13 years ago. It started out as journals, and it grew from there. But of course, you know, when I started out, it was not things that made sense. When I started out, it was one of those, oh, roses are red, violets are blue kind of thing. And as I grew, my poetry grew. And I didn't know how to communicate all that well with talking. I've never been a real big talker. I've been a big listener, and I've been a big responder. But as far as telling somebody my side of the story, I didn't know how. So I took poetry as my way out, and I let it form into words that actually made sense. And it took me a while to understand that not all poems have to rhyme. You know, it doesn't have to be every sentence rhymes with the one before that. But that's, you know, of course, I was rough around the edges, so that's what I tried doing first. And it grew from there. Then I realized I had something to say, so I kept writing until it was just thing up. He said what inspired me to write the book is I realized that I was not the only one going through things. It's not just me. And, you know, I had to let other people know. I know what it feels to think this way and not be able to tell nobody or, you know, to feel this way and have to whisper about it. You know, my book is broke up into four different sections, and I have it on the beginning section is life. Then you have love. Then you have cheating. Then you have sex. And I went in that order for a reason, because life is right there in front of everybody. Then everybody wants to experience love. But then it further back, you have cheating and sex, and those are things that people whisper about. And when I started writing about those, it was just a thing up. This is my own little world. I love being in my world, but then I realized I wanted to share it with people. I was motivated to share it with others.
And that's what leads me to my next question. Because I know back several years ago when I first wrote my first novel, my intentions, I did not think about the long term. I did not think about even ever becoming published. I just knew I had a story and I wanted to tell it, and I wrote it. So when you actually sat down to put this together, put your pieces together and format it into, I guess, say, a book form, what was your goal? Did you say, okay, I want to publish this book? How did you even go about looking to publish? What was your road to become published?
My road to publishing was, I was fighting it, to be honest. I was like, don't nobody want to hear this. I know it's there. I know I got the gift. And, you know, my grandmama always telling me, use what God gave you or you'll lose it. So I was still sitting there like, I'm not going to do it. And then when my mother became sick, I was just like, I felt like, personally, even though I know I have stuff to show for my life, I felt like I didn't have anything that was my baby. Like, this is mine. I'm proud of it. I've got it. You know, I've always been a, as you could say, proud person. But when I was like, I have to do this. I need to be able to sit there and I can honestly say I was taking life for granted. And then when I lost my mom, I was just like, I need to take these steps. I need to get this out here. I need to not wait another day because I'm scared. So what I did was Facebook and Twitter aren't work wonders for me. And I became friends with author Marquise Lewis. And I asked him, you know, basically to be my mentor. How do I do this? How do I go about doing this? This is a step that I want to take. And I know I was taking, it's a step out on faith for me. But it's a step that I was willing to take. So he, of course, led me to one author. And then, of course, he was just like, you know what? You can come to One Karma Publishing. She's great. You know, Tiffany works with you.
Yeah, Tiffany,
she takes the time
great.
To listen to you, you know. And so I was just like, oh, okay, I'm going to try it. So, of course, I submitted. And when I was thinking in my head, of course, oh, okay, well, I'm probably not going to hear anything, whatever. And then when I got that email, like, if nothing else had happened after that, the fact that somebody took the time to actually read my stuff. You know, yeah, okay, I got my friends that can read my stuff, my family members telling me that I'm good. And, you know, you got those people around you that tell you, oh, this is good, you know. But you're just like, oh, you're being nice. Are you?
Right.
What are you doing? So when Tiffany wrote me back and was like, basically she was willing to publish my book, I was just like, I was ecstatic. I was just like, wow, this is coming from a professional that I've read some of her stuff, not the full books, but I've read it, and I'm just like, you can't help but take note of somebody that has their name on a book already and listen
right.
to what they have to say and know that when they're telling you it starts out scary, but some of you got to push forward and push through. I listened, and I was just like, oh, my goodness, this is like a blessing, so why not take it?
Right, and I'll tell you just a little bit of advice. As a new author or a new published author out there, is that your family, and this is the truth, I love my family to death, but I learned the hard way. Strangers will embrace you a lot faster, a lot quicker than
mm-hmm.
your family and your close friends. I have, truthfully, I've been published now for almost 4 years. I just actually released my fifth book, and I have people that love me that never even met me, that support me with everything I put out, that every time I look up, it's a review from them. But I have family members and close friends that never read a line of my work. So
right.
be prepared to don't let it bother you, because I used to let it bother me and didn't understand why. It's like the closest people to me, I'm like, why are they not embracing this? This is my thing. This is my dream, you know. But
right.
don't be surprised. Don't let it bother you. Don't let it get you down. Your public or people that don't know you will embrace you a lot more than the people that supposed to be closer to you. So don't let
right.
it bother you.
Right,
I did.
Exactly.
And I learned the hard way.
I will be honest with you. It did at first, because then I realized after the book, after I let everybody know, oh, I got a book coming out, I didn't even know you were writing. Oh, when did you find time to do that? And I was just like, wow, some of these people that surround me don't know me. And I realized
exactly.
that, once again, you have that voice that I needed. I realized that people needed to, if I was saying things in my poetry that I couldn't say to other people, there was other people out there that were saying things that they felt like they couldn't find the words to say.
Correct. You're right. So besides poetry, do you have a desire to, say, write any other genres? Like, what is your favorite genre? Like, do you, I'm asking like maybe two or three questions in one, because, you know, when we talk, we just talk. It's not really
right.
no direct questions. Like, it's like, what do you enjoy writing? And if you could write something else, what would you want to write?
I enjoy reading everything. I am a big fan and a very big supporter of African-American writers. So if you look at my bookshelf, that's more or less what you're going to find. And I enjoy writing everything. Because what I did, I tried something new with this book. Of course, I have my poetry, but in between each section of poetry, I have a, what I would like to call, like my opinion on life. And I give that followed by the poetry. Then I have, they're called V's Corner. Then I'll
mm-hmm.
have my opinion on love, and then I'll have my love poems follow that. And, like, for example, with my life, I'm just talking in general to people. like something I would talk to my friends about and realize they're going through a situation, the best advice I can give them. And, like, I would tell somebody, life hands you lemons make lemonade. Okay, fine. But can I have somebody in my life that can bring me some lemonade instead of just handing me lemons? Can somebody else help me out? So I want to, ultimately, I will say I want to build on that. Like, I want my next book, I want to work on my next book, which will be a fiction, and it'll be about life and all those secrets that don't nobody want to tell. Like, do you have those best friends that ultimately might get into it, but don't nobody understand their downfall? But everybody has their opinion on stuff. You have, and it'll be about cheating. And, you know, I want that book out there. It's going to be called Somebody's Got to Do It. And then I want to build on that. And ultimately, I want to be a Steve Harvey, to be honest with you. I want to be that first woman that takes that step and say, look, a man can't tell me more about me. I can tell you what I can do, what I won't do, what I'll fall for. A man can't tell you more about a woman than a woman can. And I want to be able to ultimately do a book like that without giving away too many secrets, of course, for the women.
So as a poetry writer, because I'm telling you, I took a stab at poetry. I think I journal more than poetry because the poetry I've written, Lord knows, I probably would never, ever, never publish it. And if somebody was ever getting my laptop and published, I would kill them dead. When do you feel inspired the most? Because me, sometimes I think I write more when I'm sad because it gets emotional for me. I think I can write better when I'm sad. What is your, like, do you write better in a melancholy mood or do you have to be sad? What mood do you have to be in to really bang something out good?
I don't have to be in any kind of mood. If I have a pen, if I have a pen and a piece of paper, I'm writing. That I've always done that. Like if I was in school, I have a notebook for math. You might find something that I didn't written. And I find it most when I'm trying to connect. It's not anything going through me, not anything that I'm feeling. But if I was on the phone with one of my friends. And we have a deep, in-depth conversation, and I'm sitting there trying to figure out where they're coming from. So I might try to put myself in that position, and I start writing. But it's not exactly a mood that I have to be in, but I guess when you have a passion for something, it just comes, regardless of what you're doing, what you should be thinking about. Because I could be talking to somebody about something serious. Somebody's asking me what's going on with whoever. And in my mind, I could be thinking about what I'm going to cook for breakfast. And so it's not something that I really have to be in the mood to do. It's just something that it's like I have to do it. Like if it's there, I have to do it. If I find, it's like trying to find a stoop. It's like a story being there in you. You know, that's the same way it is with my poems. There's a story in everything. There's a poem in everything. Everything.
Right.
And, you know, somebody had asked me once before, what can I, you know, is there something that triggers it? Nope. I can be looking at my plate. And if I feel like that plate tells a story, I got a poem for it. I have a poem. It's full. My life is full. So, therefore, I need to go on a diet just like I need to stop eating all this stuff on this plate. I need to stop taking everything into my life.
Right.
And I'll go from there. It's not one little thing. It's really everything. Everything can trigger something in me to write. And that might sound a little weird, but that's the best way I can describe it.
No, you just inspired by a lot of things. It's not one particular thing that get your juices flowing because everybody has their way. Some people, I like to write outside, and I like to write when it's raining. Everybody has their own muse when it comes down to this this industry. I prefer to write at night. At night, it's quiet. I can think and I can process things. During the day, it's like it's always something going on. So I'm a night owl. I'm the person that be up to 6 in the morning, then I'm just finally laying down after I've written something. That's my formula. So everybody has their their way or their thing. So my next question for you, since you write poetry, because it's always different when you're interviewing an author that writes novels versus poetry, because poetry gives you such a variety. Poetry is not, you know, I can interview somebody that has three novels, but you have somebody that has 30 poems in one book. So it's a little bit more variety to discuss when it comes down to poetry. In your book, Time's Clock, what is your favorite poem and why?
Oh, wow.
I know we're not going to call any of your other babies ugly, of course, but we're going to, you know, because I don't like when people ask me, what's your best book?
My favorite one? Oh, my goodness. I have, like, two or three of them. What sticks out to me, like, right now, is from my first section, which is On Life, and I'm talking about my dad. And it's just, when I read, even when I look back on it and read it, it's emotionally filled. And I don't even, of course, I'm far from where I was then because we didn't have a close relationship. But I can still understand, like, if I was another person, I could feel the emotion in that. And, of course, my language in the book is a little bit explicit. So, of course, I'm calling him a female dog. And my...
You can say it. We're uncensored. You call him a bitch.
Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah,
no, we're mature audience. you can let it rip on our show.
I did.
You can say what you want.
Yeah, and I mean, there's no point in me sugarcoating, I guess, because the same way you got to read it, it's there. But the title of it is called Bitch Ass Daddy. But
okay,
it's one of my favorites because it's like I said, it's from a time when I realized that I grew. From disliking this man to me and him have a great relationship now, regardless of how we started out. But our relationship now is great. And he's even read it, and he was just like, I understand where you were coming from because we didn't have a good relationship. And then I have one in there that's called Signature. And it's about wanting to be with somebody, but using their, like, a man's love as his ink. And it's just like, can I have your signature? Can I be the one to cherish just somewhere that you haven't written on anybody else's body? Can I cherish your signature, your love for me, and you haven't just ran out of ink because you have been with so many women?
Right.
Then I have one that's called Addiction. But the way it's put on there is Addiction, D-I-C-K. And it's a little bit more explicit. It's back there in the sexual part of my book. And it's talking about, basically, this man has put it on me so good, I'm addicted. And I have to go to AA. It's just that great. And, you know, it's things, of course, people don't really want to talk about, because, you know, even in 2012, people are still kind of whispering about sex. But I flow.
Well, you need to come around my ear because people ain't whispering, they yelling. I'm like, please, shut up.
Okay. And just recently, I wrote, the last one I wrote for the book, and it was inspired by somebody that I had ran into at work, was about a female who try to make themselves sound good and look good, but every night you have no idea who they're laying with. And they're okay with that instead of looking at the bigger picture of, I need to be able to respect myself instead of flaunting myself. And that would have to be my last favorite poem that I can think of right now, since, you know, you kind of put me on the spot about that.
I'm sorry. So before we get ready to close out, Ms. Valencia, I just need to ask the ultimate question. I know this is your first novel, so we do need to know a release date, because I do see it on Amazon, but I don't know, I'm not sure if it's available or if it's not available. When are we looking for the book to release?
The book is available now. It was released on April 10th of 2012.
Oh, so it just recently released, that's why. Okay.
Yeah, it just recently released, but it will be available on Kindle and Nook and, as you said, Amazon.com.
Okay. All right. So now it is available on paperback. on Amazon. So those who are listening, if you want to get in paperback, it is available now. One thing about I can tell you about Kindle. Kindle goes fairly quick once it's uploaded. Nook, you might be waiting a little while. I don't know why. I don't know why, but the Nook, for some reason, they're slow. But
it
is available.
I have a Kindle,
so I love it. Oh, God, I love my Kindle, too. I really do. So before we do move on to our second segment, I have two more questions for you to answer. And I also have a caller calling in from 706 that press 1 to speak to the host. So I do believe it's Tiffany, but I'm not sure. I don't know if I remember her area code being 706. So 706, you are open. State your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is DeAndre Poindexter, and I'm calling from Augusta, Georgia. I'm sitting here with Nellie and my girlfriend. I just want to talk about the show of what I've been listening to so far.
Oh, okay. Well, we do have, I guess, Lindsay Poindexter. I guess you're related, I would say, since y'all do have the same last name. Did you have a question for Arthur? What type of comments did you want to make? You're free. It's your time.
Well, I just want to say Valencia is a nice lady. She's my cousin, and me and her aunt, we right here. We listen to your show, and the love we have for her, we're gonna be the first ones to buy that book from Amazon. You know, I'm putting in my order right now. And I just wanted to say my girlfriend is sitting right here, and she has addiction right here. So you're right. Okay. I think something about that. You know.
She's addicted. Your girlfriend is going to slap you when you get off this phone. Why are you
putting
her on Front Street?
It's okay, but I just wanted to call the show and let my cousin know I love her. We're going to support her and buy her book. And like I said, it sounds good, and I want to know what love got to do with it.
Yeah, well, spread the word. Definitely spread the word, because we as newcomers, I'm telling you, we need all the support we can get. We need all the word of mouth is the key, because we're not backed by a big publishing house. We don't have Random House or Simon & Schuster, or we don't have none of these big publishing companies to actually promote us. So we have to promote ourselves. So word of mouth is key. Definitely word of mouth is key. So tell everybody about Valencia's book. Tell everybody to go get it.
Everybody,
even if people say. And everybody, you know, you're going to get those people say, well, I don't read. Buy for a gift. You don't read, but you know somebody that reads. So
exactly.
definitely get the word out.
Exactly.
Well, Valencia, to you, my final two questions. First is, what do you feel that your book is going to offer to readers that experience your novel? What are you trying, your poetry, what message are you trying to send across? What do you want people to walk away with when they read this poetry book?
Ultimately, what I want people to walk away with is it's okay. It's okay to feel the way that you feel. Somebody else feels that. And I want people to be able to, you know, pick out a poem and sit there and say, that's how I felt, and I could not put it in words. This is what I need to tell my boyfriend that I didn't know how. Or this is how I need to tell my girlfriend I have to walk away and she not hate me. Or, you know, in the sexual part, it's a fantasy. We all live in it. So just it's okay to feel that way, and it's okay to experience things safely. But I want people to be able to, it's almost, I want them it to be therapeutic for them. To be able
right.
to sit there and read it and be like, okay, it's okay to cry. I've cried. I wiped my eyes. And that made that emotion that I didn't know was in me come out of me, and now I'm okay. That's what I want people to get from that book.
Wow. And my last and final question is really quick contact information. For those who are out there listening who might want to email you, talk to you, or be connected with you, you want to share your email, your website, Facebook, Twitter, anywhere that you can be contacted or reached by the public, go ahead and share that now.
On Facebook, you can find me just look up Valencia Poindexter. On Twitter, it's Sister Soul 101, SISTASOUL 101. If you want to contact me, email me, you can email me at crutchfield_Lynn@yahoo.com. And those are all my contacts.
Well, we do thank you so much, Valencia, for hanging out with us. What you need to do is, when your book is actually on Kindle and available on the Nook, either hit me up on Facebook or do email. Let Tiffany know so I can announce on the show, let listeners know that it is now available on Kindle or get them. Just a quick reminder, because I know myself. I'm like one of the people, you got to email me sometimes four times because I get occupied and I forget to get back. So just tell her to send me a little courtesy email saying, okay, time is clock is on Kindle and a Nook, so I will announce it on the show and I'll blast it on Facebook for you because we do support. That's why we're here. We're trying to get some exposure for our newcomers and our veterans, I can say, that have been in the biz. So we do thank you so much for coming on. We're going to move over to our second half and talk with Miss Destiny Love. And also, Valencia, you are welcome to come back at any time. You have something new or you release something else, definitely give us a buzz and we'll get you back on the show.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. So thank you so much. We're going to go ahead and move over to Miss Destiny Love. Miss Destiny, if you can hear me, say hello.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I am awesome. Thank you.
And for those who are calling, and I do have a few callers in the switchboard, Valencia is going to hang out with us hopefully until the show ends. So I'll open up her line a little later. But if you're calling in and you do want to speak to the host to ask a question or to say something to our guest, you have to press 1 so I can know that you are calling in to speak to someone. If you don't press 1, 9 times out of 10, I might not open your line. So if you want to speak, you have to hang up and call back in and press 1 to speak to the host. So without further ado, Miss Destiny Love, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? Give us a little background on you as the person, not as the author. Let us know a little bit about you before the writer, Destiny Love.
Okay, well, I have many, many things under my belt. However, I'm married. I'm 28. I have 2 beautiful children who are 6 and 8. Oh, gosh, I dibble and dabble in just a little bit of everything. I'm very adventurous. Some think people call me crazy because of all the things that I do. But I love to be creative. I dibble and dabble in fashion design as well as writing, you know, as an author. And really about doing a lot of empowerment. So that's kind of a little bit about me in a nutshell. Without going into a few of things.
Okay, and you ladies are making me so jealous. I'll be 40 this year, and I'm like, I come across all these. I'm like saying to myself, God, if I would have wrote my first book and published it in my 20s, right now I'd probably be like 30 books in.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, I get so jealous. I'm grateful to God that I'm here at 39, almost 40, with my 5th novel. But I'm saying to myself, God, if I would have just published at 23 versus 33, it'd be a whole different story. But we are so glad to have you on the show, Miss Destiny. So tell us what your book title is, and if is your book available now, or is it, or what is your release date?
Okay, my book is called More Than Meets the Eye. It is actually available now. It released on March 20th of this year, so you can purchase it now. And it's been a great journey. It has. It has been an awesome journey.
Okay, so your book, it is a novel-based, or is it a poetry, or is it self-help? Tell us a little bit about the genre of your book.
Okay. It's an adult romance novel, so it's a little spicy,
hey,
as some call it.
Yeah, I hate romance, so I love romance books. Go ahead, I'm sorry. I just got excited.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's what I want my readers to do. I want my readers to get excited about Destiny Love and all that I bring to the table as an author. it's the storyline is pretty much a little bit about a couple who have gotten past the newlywed stage and kind of start to settle into life. But behind their success, behind their marriage, there's a lot of things that, you know, people don't see. So there's always more than meets the eye than what you get out of some of the main characters.
Okay. So I am looking up the book on Amazon, and you guys, so far Miss Destiny Love has received 3 reviews with all 3 of my 5-star books. I mean 5-star reviews. So you got to give me a little bit more than that, Destiny. You just touched the surface. You know, you got to give me nitty gritty. Like, you got to give me a little more than that. And I'm looking at the book is available in paperback only as of now.
Right. It will be available on Amazon and Kindle and Nook probably within the next week or so, tentatively.
Okay.
It's available for your ebook. So just keep checking out the websites for that. It will be coming shortly.
Okay, because I'm a Kindle girl now. And as an author, I was like, God, everybody's just buying Kindle. Ooh, it makes me sick. But I love Kindle now, and I'm glad so many people are with the Kindle because it gets that book read. And a lot of Kindle is a lot less expensive. It's quicker. You get your book instantly. So I ain't mad at Kindle because Kindle keeps me on a bestsellers list. So, mwah to Kindle. My next question for you is, how did you actually come up with the title? Did the title come first, or did the story come first?
Well, actually, this was not the original title to the story. I started writing the novel, I started off with the title first, and honestly, the title was The Lady in the Black Dress, because that's what I imagined Stacy was one of the main characters to have. But as the story began to develop, I realized that the title really didn't capture the story. So as I began to write and develop the story, More Than Meets the Eye, it came. And I was like, you know, because that's one thing, even with myself, that I think a lot of people look at the way someone looks, but they never know the story behind that person, whether it's their past, their history, their occupation, what's going on in their mind, their personal life, their sexual life, their marriage. A lot of times people smile and then things look good on the outside, but there's a lot more than meets the eye.
Right, right. So when you actually sat down to, how long actually have you been writing for before you decided to publish? Have you been writing a long time? Has the story just been on your mind? How did you get to the point where you said that, you know what, I need to figure out how I'm going to publish?
Well, I actually started writing poetry and short stories when I was in high school. A lot of times me and my best friend, I would write and she would, you know, listen to my stories. And she was like, you should write a book. And, you know, I was like, no, but I love to write. I love to write to express myself. A lot of things were going on in my life personally when I was a teenager. So that was an outlet for me. And this book, I started last year. And what's this, 2011. And when I started it because I needed an outlet again. However, it was for more of the busy day-to-day life from other projects that I always felt like I'm going here, I'm going there, I'm doing this, and I'm doing this for everyone else. So when I started this novel, I started writing for me. And when I started writing for me, it was an outlet for me. So it was that creative freedom that I could just find my way, because a lot of times, you know, I found myself doing something for this person or for this person or for that person. So I started writing it early last year. And when I did, I finished the book, submitted it and everything like that to One Karma. And when I submitted it to One Karma, it got accepted. And then I got cold feet. And I was like,
No, I didn't.
I got cold feet. Yes, I did, because of the genre of the book that it is. I didn't want it to conflict with other projects that I had in the works and currently going on, which is why I decided to write under Destiny Love. It is a pen name. But I got cold feet, and I was like, you know what? I told, you know, Tiffany at One Karma, I was like, you know what, hold on. We're going to put it on hold. And she respected it and everything like that. And
I did a lot of praying. I did a lot of soul searching with that one because I worked really, really hard on this. And Tiffany was always encouraging through the whole process of everything. And finally, the beginning of this year, I called me, so let's do it. So, and I never looked back. And here we are with my first novel.
I want to ask you, though, what scares you? Because it's like, you know how many authors out there that want to be accepted. You know, I know with Tiffany Company, One Karma, and, like, even with my company, Delphine, we're Indigo companies. We're not major, big, heavy hitters. We're not the, we're not Random House or anything like that. We're Indigo companies. So it's like you got accepted. Your book was good enough for Tiffany to say, okay, I want to go ahead and put this book under my publishing house. What scares you?
Well, you know, like honestly, I will say, wow. The truth behind it will probably be that pleasing everyone else. And like I said, Okay. Because it's an adult romance novel, people don't see me that way. You know, they don't see that side of Destiny Love. They see a whole other genre of someone else. And that's kind of how I tie into the title More Than Meets the Eye, because I didn't want people to judge me based on my creative freedom. And I needed, you know, I wanted, that was for me. But in that time period of getting cold feet and actually publishing, that's when I did a lot of self-growing as a woman and said, hey, you know what? This is a part of me.
It is what it is.
Yeah, you know, this is a part of me. This is my creative freedom. This helps keep me balanced. And I'm going to express that because there's a lot of empowerment that I feel behind my books, you know, with me as an author, showing women and different authors that you can do it. You know, it's okay. People are going to judge and they're going to think what they're going to think regardless. But to do what you know you're supposed to be doing to help someone else or to encourage, because, you know, this isn't my first novel. This is actually the first of a series. I'm sorry, this is my first novel, but this won't be my only novel, should we say that way. But I plan to, you know, go in different genres and not just stay in the adult romance area.
And that's the next question, then. That is the next question. And so what other genres do you have up your sleeve? What other – is it because you enjoy reading these other genres, or this is just who you are? What other genres do you like, and what other genres are you planning to write in?
I probably would say I'm going to still keep the adult romance in it. But, however, I think there's going to be some of just your general life experiences because, like I said, I dealt with a lot in my past. So some will be empowerment pieces, you know, where we may be talking about just going for things and doing things. With me being 28 years old, I've experienced and I've accomplished a lot for being 28. And oftentimes I'll see other people who are older than me that say, I don't understand how you do it, or how do you do this? You know, how are you a mom, a full-time student, a wife, you know, an author, a fashion designer, you know, a hairstyle. There's so many things to me, but just to show women and people in general that just do it, just go for it. You know, if that's what you want to do, do it. So a lot of it probably will be, you know, maybe self-help and around in those things. And then, you know, just some mystery. And we may get into a little sci-fi, you know, just to kind of play around in and teeter in. So I'm going to expect a lot from Destiny Love. So not just the adult romance, but definitely,
you have to get in there and expose yourself. We're well-rounded. We're peculiar people. So if you have ideas, there's nothing wrong with expressing it. And just because you think, you know, I have people on the show that are sci-fi writers, and I'm like, I don't even read sci-fi, but I download their books. You know, I know. Now that I am a book reviewer, I have been exposed to a lot of books that I never would read, and I don't review the book based on my genre. I view the book on how well it's written, how the story flows, if the story makes sense, because it might not be my genre, but I found myself enjoying books outside of the, because I'm a straight romance girl. I love urban fiction. I love romance. When I say urban fiction, I like the typical, like, say, Tamika Newhouse, or even when you look at, say, Dakota's Winner Ever. I wouldn't consider that romance. That's just an urban fiction novel. So that's usually what I stick with. But I have read some thrillers, some street lit, some sci-fi, and I'm like, wow, these people are talented, you know. And I've been missing out on a lot of good books because I've been kind of closed in. But if you feel like you can venture out and try one genre, if you're good at it, you're just good at it. That's just bottom line.
Right, you know, and I agree, and I think that's something that me as an author, because, you know, your authors, you have your loyal readers, and like you, you know, had said earlier, when you have people that support your work, and, you know, maybe I can expose readers to different genres of books, you know, as long as I'm appealing and we're keeping the creative freedom, because that's one thing that I definitely want my readers to have, is to get lost in the book, you know, to have the outlet, to have that creative freedom where they just run and they let their imagination just start going and they forget about life for that moment and just enjoy reading. And, you know, that's what I want to give to the author. So hopefully just, you know, we can expose some of our readers, you know, that may not have been in the science fiction or, you know, a mystery, you know, like you said, a thriller. If they're my readers, and maybe we can help kind of bring that in. So I'm excited about what's coming.
Okay. Now, I do have a caller on the line. The number is actually private, but you did press 1 to speak to the host. If you're calling in and you know your number is private, please state your name and where you're calling from. Hello, Mr. Private, Mrs. Private. Okay, I guess they're calling just to listen in. Now, you did mention a few moments ago, Destiny, about a series.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to make sure I clarify what the series is. Are you writing a sequel to More Than Meets the Eye, or are you getting to start a new series that will be under a different title? Tell us a little bit about the series that you're working on.
Well, the series will come. The second will be, it will tie in with More Than Meets the Eye. The next novel is actually Things No One Sees. The Things No One Sees, excuse me. So, but it will actually, it will be a book that should be able to stand on its own. However, it will tie in with More Than Meets the Eye. So it's definitely going to be a part of the baseline.
That's what I want to know. Would it be the same characters to carry over, or you introduce new characters? Because some series we have where people do a series and it's the same, I guess, storyline, but it's always new characters. Will the same characters carry over? Will it be a spinoff? How is the series based?
Okay. Some of them will carry over. Of course, okay. We're going to introduce some new and fun ones. To kind of you know, develop in a little bit more of the story that we'll kind of elaborate on more in More Than Meets the Eye. So I guess you can say it'll be more of a kind of a spinoff with some of the characters. So not all the characters will be in there, but it's definitely going to gradually tell a full complete circle and come 360 by the end of the series.
Oh, okay. All right. So my next question for you, Destiny, is if you had to give advice to a up-and-coming author on publishing or just being published, what advice would you give them? What advice? Because I know that you happen to sign with One Karma Publishing, but did you have any other, I guess, options prior to that? Like, what would you advise to a newcomer that may want to publish your book?
Oh, excuse me. I probably would say definitely research. Research the options for publishing, self-publishing, or traditional publishing. Know your vision for what you want for yourself as an author. there are different many visions. You know, of course, your vision for becoming an author, my vision for becoming an author, and where we want to go, they're totally different. So I would always say know your vision as to where you want to become an author, and then find the publishing company or the best option that fits your vision. So I would say look at the end result and then figure out how to get there. That's probably just the overall advice that I would give to upcoming authors, and go for it. You know, I think that that's the number one thing, because a lot of times, as we all know, you know, our family, we have our naysayers, we have, you know, those in our corner like, you know, girl, how are you going to do that? However, but definitely go for it and look for your vision and then follow through with what you think will best fit you as far as a publishing company. You know, ask questions, make sure they're getting answered, and never feel like you're asking too many. I think that will probably be what I would advise.
Wow. Well, we thank you so much, Ms. Tiffany. We're getting ready to close out the show in a bit. We're down to 4 minutes. We do need to know your contact information and how people can get a hold of you, email you, and get the books. And I'm going to also open up the line again for Ms. Valencia, because I'm going to give you guys both to give any closing words or to actually say something that maybe I didn't ask that you want to add. So before I speak with Valencia for her final words, Destiny, I just need you to give me the contact information that you want to share with our listeners and how to get your book. And again, also to you, when the book is available on Kindle or the Nook, or when it's available on e-readers, shoot me an email, let me know, so I can definitely announce it on the show, because just to give people a quick reminder that now you can get on your e-readers. So how can our readers get in contact with you or follow you or get to know you?
Have those accounts we're going to go. You can find me at facebook.com/author Destiny, D-E-S-T-I-N-Y, Love, L-O-V, all one word. You can also follow me on Twitter at No, that's K-N-O-W, Destiny Love. You can also go to my website at www.destinylovepublishing.com, D-E-S-T-I-N-Y-L-O-V-E-P-U-B-L-I-S-H-I-N-G. And pretty much in my email, you can email me as well at destinylovepublishing@gmail.com.
All right, Ms. Destiny, do you have any final words or something you want to add that I may not have asked before we end the show?
I guess definitely check out More Than Meets the Eye. If you do have the novel, definitely when we follow me on Facebook, we'll be putting out all the release information and keeping up to date. So just, you know, get to know Destiny.
All right. Thank you, Destiny. And Ms. Valencia, your line is open. Sweetie, do you have any closing words or anything you want to add that I may have not have asked? Ms. Valencia, are you still with us? Okay. Well, we do thank both of our guests for joining us tonight. We will be back here on Thursday, 9th and 19th. And that night we'll be joined by Ms. Silverwing and Daryl King. So, guys, be sure to tune in. If you want to listen to the show, if you missed anything earlier, you can go to AAMBCRadio.com and actually listen to our archives. You can listen to this show or listen to any other shows that you may have missed. Also, again, share with your friends. Let them know about the show and have them tune in, because we do introduce a lot of newcomers to the literary scene that have a lot of great books. And we do encourage you guys to try out Miss Valencia Poindexter. The title of her book is called Timeless Clock. And Miss Destiny Love, the title of her book is called More Than Meets the Eye. They are in paperback now on on Amazon, so in Barnes & Noble's, any outlet. If you go into any store, you should be able to order the book, and I will be announcing when it's available on e-readers for you guys. But we thank you guys for joining us. We do wish our authors the best and the most success in the world. We will see you guys back here on Thursday, 9th and 19th. And other than that, good night, you guys.